And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Sunday, March 17th. Happy St. Pat's, everybody. I'm Josh Engelman, here to break down just a four-game main slate for today. Closing out the weekend strong. Glad you're here. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman.
Shutting my door here.
There we go. What's up, everybody? What's going on? Hope everybody's having a good weekend. I was a little delayed getting back here. Long lines at the old Starbucks. People getting their day started, but not me. I got what I needed. I'm going to grab a sip of this right now. Rise and grind, everybody. Good stuff. Good stuff. Had this conversation recently. I'm going to reiterate it again here. My nose is too big. A bit of an issue. Because they have that little air vent hole on the top of the lid on the opposite side of the mouth hole. So you don't create that vacuum effect. So liquid comes out easier. Well, they don't puncture that hole enough. And this beak presses into that hole. Stops me from enjoying my coffee in the way that I would like to. So I always have to dig that hole out a little bit more. Create a little bit of extra air. Got my Sunday service hair on. Yeah, I had to get a shower and get ready to go for today because Liverpool taking on Manchester United today in the FA Cup, and I had to be ready and fresh and clean for it. So, Manchester, you're full of shit. You got no shot today. Gonna get embarrassed, as we normally do. Here's what it says on the back.
I'll spin around for you guys. Oh, I crushed my microphone there. That's where it's at, right there.
Only name that belongs. Okay, so I just finished running my sim, and I'm going to open up my workbook and get that loaded now, and then we could run the stochastic sim, and then we'll be good to go. I assume that works for everybody here. Just a couple seconds, and we're going to be in great shape, folks. All right, boom. That sim is done. Who is Torres? Oh. Humble. That hurts my soul. Hurts my soul. Really does. All right. I got my lineups ready. Let's get the stochastic side of this one running. Whoop. We're going to need to share that. And there we go. So these were my exposures that are on here now. I am going to refresh this tab and we can run it based on the stochastic projections to start the day. Fun. Fun, fun. Anxious to see what I'm getting to here on this four-gamer. Decent enough early slate, too. Probably going to play that one, too. Nothing else going on. See, news guy, you think you're trying to be funny. You didn't even get the right Manchester team. Clown. You don't even know what you're saying. Go ahead. Go bet Manchester City. Enjoy that. Won't be the right team. All right, sims are running with stochastic projections. I have my sims done and my lineups marked. Just have to take a quick look to see if I want to make any little tweaks to my exposures. I always like to give it a quick wow. Okay. Is he really going to be 9% owned on a four gamer? Is his price insane? I have all things Wemby right now. So we'll see where we get to there. It didn't work out last time. We'll see if it works out today. All right, I'm going to let that roll. Let's figure out what we have here. What do you say? Christopher, do I still think Tyson is getting destroyed? Yes, of course. Of course. He's 58 years old. Him fake hitting bags is not the video that I need. His pad work is gross. It's phony video. He could hit hard for like 10 seconds. It's silly. It's so silly. He's so slow. I don't know why y'all people are watching. All right, we got exposures done here as well. So we'll favor those top 150. And I say we get into it. Oh, wow. I don't have anything linked today. That's interesting. That usually never happens. Easy fixes, but... why can I not? Huh. Well, that's kind of weird. For some reason, I can't change my YouTube screen share. So we're going to have to make it happen again. All right. Let's figure out the best way to do this. We're going to do it live on the fly. Let's recrop this window. Didn't see this one coming this morning. But we'll be able to do it quickly. I think I know why. Because I was using my wife's desk for the past day. She got a new standing desk. And I wanted to check it out and see if I liked it. And I do, by the way, enjoy that desk. All right, there we go. That'll work, right? I assume you guys can see that, and it's looking like normal. What a save. What a save. So we're in Stochastic Sims. Josh Sims. Power is the last thing to go. Go pull up Chael Sonnen's video from yesterday. Not saying that we should take Chael Sonnen seriously in everything that he does. However, he's shit all over that power is the last thing to go thing. I mean this sincerely. If you guys think that Mike Tyson is going to beat Jake Paul, you should have your head examined. And I assume you're also losing DFS players. It's that simple. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. He's 58 years old. You can't just blindly pick old people because they used to be good in 1991. All right, here we go. Toronto Raptors. 13-point dogs in Orlando. 215 total for this one. Now, Raptors obviously have been missing some bodies as of late. Today, no Scottie Barnes, no RJ Barrett, no Chris Boucher, no Jakob Poeltl. It's the same thing we've seen for a while. And we got Bruce Brown out of the starting lineup last game. Grady Dick in, or Grady Dick stayed, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it. 15% ownership coming into Jontay Porter to start the day. That is the highest owned guy on the Raptors. 10% to Trent, 10% to Quickly, close to 10 on Akbaji. Ooh, I didn't grab our the boom bust tool. Let me grab that quickly. Don't want to miss the old optimal rates. They are very important to talk about. They are also not there. Did we get another ownership update? 9 minutes ago. Projections 1 minute ago. Let me grab this updated projections run. Hopefully whatever I ran the first time is correct, because I'm not going to redo that. But that's neither here nor there. All right, I need another sip. Real Fred Major. I didn't wake up and choose violence. I chose the truth. People are insane. People are insane. They act like Mike Tyson at 58 is a good boxer. That's lunacy. They also act like Jake Paul isn't a fully training boxer and highly athletic. There's a reason Logan Paul stepped into the WWE and looks exceptional. I don't care that it is choreographed. He is an exceptional athlete. Mike Tyson's a 58-year-old, hasn't been good at boxing in 30 years guy. I'm going to take my chances on the youth of today. Thank you very much. Plus, I don't want to see it. Jake Paul's going to hurt Mike Tyson. Unless the fake is 100% extra special phony, Jake Paul is going to hurt Mike Tyson. That is going to happen. Yeah. I don't know why everybody hates Jake Paul. Other than jealousy, which is very clear. The jealousy is a lot. Fred Major, he doesn't look quick. He looks slow. He looks slow. They only show you the 14 seconds of Mike Tyson they want you to see. There's not a lot going on after that. Chael brought it up. If you're going to do those hitting pads things, maybe do it with a little bit of water spritzed on you so it doesn't look like you just stepped up to film you hit pads for 15 seconds. Yeah. Everyone should be jealous of Jake Paul. He's smashing life right now. What more? Why wouldn't everyone should want to be like that? He built himself up from absolutely nothing, doing the things that he likes to do, and now he gets paid millions and millions of dollars to do it. He's winning at life, guys. He's winning at life. And we got to stop acting like knocking out Tyron Woodley is not anything. Like, we got to stop acting like that. We can't say that Francis is awesome leaving MMA and then going and fighting Tyson Fury and everybody wants to slog him for it and then say that MMA guys can't go to boxing. Tyron Woodley was a world champion in the UFC. We can't act like he was 100 years old when he stepped in there. Mike Tyson has 30 seconds in this fight and it is over. If the first punch doesn't put him to sleep, it's over. It's over. Y'all are haters. You're haters for a guy thriving at life. So, the moral of this story is, play Akbaji, 14% in my Sims right now. There's not a lot to like from Toronto. We see Jontay Porter get to 16% ownership. Everybody else is below 10. Remember, four-game slate. We do get Gary Trent, Jontay Porter, and Akbaji all just over 10% optimal. But you're seeing my ownership and public ownership look very similar. It's just scattered amounts of Toronto. We got to remember, Orlando, fourth in defensive rating, 24th in pace. This is a horrific spot for Toronto, and I just don't want to get to all that much of these guys. Like, if we look at it from the stochastic sims, it's not that much different. We did get to Jontay Porter. He's in 17%. Pretty sizable negative ROI play, though. And then it's all single digits. 7% to Trent, 6% to Akbaji, a couple shares of Quickly and Grady Dick. There's just nothing here. There's nothing here. It's a gross spot. Are we really doing this right now? They, of course, came from nothing. Their entire business of their lives are built based on whatever they want to do. Their parents weren't high-level YouTube stars before then. What are we talking about here? Yeah, if they didn't come from absolutely nothing to create all of the content that they do and put themselves in this place, then no one ever has in the history of the world. Y'all are crazy, man. You guys just parrot the same things that everybody else says. See, like, Fred Major gets it. He hits the super chat. I'm definitely jealous. No lie. Let's win. I agree. I'm jealous, too. These kids are smashing life. So, Einsteinium. I get that thought process. Cherry picking. Cherry picking has kind of been the way that boxing has worked for a very real amount of time. Just out of curiosity, and I'm going to be really serious here, since everybody seems to think that they're boxing aficionados. Why are we acting like Jake Paul having fought nobody in his first 7 fights is unique? You can count on one hand the amount of boxers that have gotten out of the gates fast. Lomachenko had no choice. He fought real people really quickly into his career. Just out of curiosity, I'm not making this comp, but like, who were the first 6 fights that Floyd Mayweather had? Who were the first 6 fights that Mike Tyson had? Who were the first 6 fights that Evander Holyfield had? Who are the first 6 fights that any of these guys had? Nobody's. Absolute nobody's. It's boxing. The entire basis of boxing is taking 15 fights out of the gate where you're fighting a guy you found somewhere. Like, it's unequivocally true that Jake Paul is dedicating his life to boxing. We can't disagree there. He's constantly training and he's constantly fighting. He looks like he's doing those things as well, whether he's taking the gas or not, which I'm sure that he is. He's literally doing these things. What are we talking about? Oh no, Jake Paul didn't fight Canelo Alvarez in his 2nd fight. What a loser he must be. Angry Minpin. He's exactly doing this for entertainment. Exactly. Of course he's doing it for entertainment. What are we talking about? This fight shouldn't even be allowed to happen. What makes me think he could win? Because he's not fighting a... Because he's not 58. We have to act like... We have to stop acting like Tyron Woodley wasn't a real thing to step in that cage. You want to tell me Nate Robinson is? Sure. You want to tell me that Ben Askren was garbage? Sure. We can't act like Tyron Woodley wasn't a real thing. That's insane to do. This is a guy that could have been still actively fighting in the UFC. That's a real fight for someone like Jake Paul. We can shit all over Tyson Fury all we want. Is that like the sort of tomato can type dude that people are going to be in the cage with, climbing the ranks? Yeah, kind of. Kind of. Completely agree. Woodley is a novice boxer. Not what I'm trying to say. But he is a legitimate high-level combat sports athlete entering that ring with him. ...58-year-old Mike Tyson. He's gonna die in the ring. Moral of the story, folks, or I'm done talking about this stuff. It's Sunday, you're getting me worked up. There's not really any priorities coming from the Toronto Raptors. 10:20, you'd think Lofty was on this show with me. Orlando Magic. Now, this is a team that I am getting to in a big, big, big way. We have 30% ownership coming into Cole Anthony. We have 20+ coming into Wendell Carter Jr. And then call it 15 to John Isaac, Mo Wagner, Paolo Banchero. Call it 10 to Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs. We have 5 guys showing up with double-digit optimal rates. And we have 7 guys in double figures in ownership. John Isaac and Paolo Banchero also pulling decent enough optimal rates. And I'm getting a ton of this. 50% to Cole Anthony. 35, basically, to Franz. I'm 2xing Suggs. I'm even getting to Gary Harris. I'm a little bit under on Isaac, which I do not mind. 2xing Mo Wagner, over on Banchero, a little bit under on Wendell Carter Jr. I don't know how you don't want to get to Orlando. 114 implied total for Orlando is solid. 101 for Toronto is dreadful. Raptors defense has been bad. They play at a fast enough pace to make the Magic look better. I want to get all things Orlando here. I have the most of Anthony. I think that's just mostly a value thing, but I'm going to be once again going to Franz Wagner in a big way. I had a bunch of him on Friday. I'm going to do it again here. Just blazing. They can't drug test Mike Tyson. What are you talking about? Of course there's no drug testing. That's why it's an exhibition. These guys are going to be on everything. We can't act like Mike Tyson gets to take steroids and Jake Paul doesn't. Jake Paul is going to be juiced to the gills for this fight. That's not good for Mike. I'll take the guy at 27 or whatever Jake Paul is. See, I knew I wouldn't finish this. I'll take the guy at 27 taking the gas over the guy at 58 taking the gas. Andy, nobody cares if anybody's smoking weed. These guys are going to be on every designer, steroid, and EPO known to man. I'll fix my camera quickly. All right, there we go. Oh, play all of Orlando. And I'm going to assume that the stochastic sim tool is going to tell us the exact same thing. And if we look at Orlando, okay. Cole Anthony, overwhelming play. 62% exposure, but I'm a little bit heavier across the board here. 15% to Mo Wagner, 15% to Wendell Carter Jr. Single digits for Isaac, Suggs, Wagner, and Banchero. How much negative leverage are we talking about here? So big negative leverage on Wendell Carter Jr. Didn't seem to matter too much in the Sims. Huge negative leverage to John Isaac. That definitely took a bite out of him. Surprised to see Franz get as little love as he did in the Sim tool. I do not need to see Joe Rogan's take on this. I assume Joe Rogan doesn't want to talk shit about Mike Tyson because he's Mike Tyson, would be my guess. I like Orlando here a lot. A lot, a lot. More than our current Sims do. Seems like both myself and the stochastic projections like Cole Anthony the most. Mo Wagner looks like he's probably a close second. But I'm looking to get to a couple more of these guys from Orlando. To me, this is a priority. I like the implied total. I like the matchup. I like every bit of this matchup for Orlando. Every bit of it. I kind of want to get to almost everybody for Orlando is in play. Only guy that I don't think I would get to is Joe Ingles. I have a share of everybody else. I have at least 8% of everyone except for Ingles and then Markel Fultz. And Fultz, I have over the field. Interesting spot. Get yourself some Orlando. Priorities, guys. Priorities. Boston Celtics. Tough one to talk about right now. But if we go based on the assumption that everybody's in, we already know that Porzingis is out. We also know that Derek White is out. We have a Q tag on Jason Tatum and a Q tag on Jaylen Brown. Now, they don't probably need those dudes, but if they're in, I am getting to all of this matchup. Might be a little light on Peyton Pritchard's minutes. No, definitely not light on Peyton Pritchard's minutes. We're projecting Peyton Pritchard for 60% ownership. That feels high. Higher than Mike Tyson normally is. You grab this updated ownership here. So if I drop that in, yeah, we have Peyton Pritchard in at like 60. I have 4. But I got everybody else. Give me 56% of Sam Hauser. Give me 50% of a 27% owned Drew Holiday. Give me 20% of Tatum. But he's 40% owned. Give me 10% of Jaylen Brown. He's 40% owned. These guys are a little over-owned here. I'm not going to lie. And we're seeing it in the boom bust tool. Check out the negative leverage we have here. Tatum, 28% off the wall. That looks good. negative 13% leverage. Jaylen Brown, 26% optimal. Negative leverage. Negative 37% leverage on Peyton Pritchard. Another negative 12 on Sam Hauser. Now, you're not seeing it be all that dramatic on Drew Holiday. He's the guy that I think looks the best. And that's why I think I'm getting 2x the field on Drew and fading the rest of these guys. We might even be able to squeeze a little positive leverage out of someone like O'Shea Brissett today. Only 5% owned. Certainly a guy that could be a little sneaky. Not someone I got to in a big, big way, but you have to get to Boston. Number 30 ranked defense in Washington. Number one team in pace. And Boston's missing at least two starters. You best believe you're going to be getting an overwhelming amount of the Boston Celtics. If I'm just going based on what I see, Jason Tatum to me is clearly the best play on Boston. But I assume we've got a couple other pay-up options. And I've got my eye on Wemby for tonight. I have a giant stand on Wemby. He's not all that owned. I will happily flip-flop Jason Tatum and Wemby. Now, maybe that changes if Jaylen Brown happens to be out. But I do like Jason Tatum a lot. And I would probably like to have a little bit more. But I'm happy getting the other pieces, whether that's Holiday, whether that's Hauser. That Peyton Pritchard ownership is never going to be near 60%. There's no chance that we have him 23% optimal and 60% owned. One of those two things are going to change. Either our optimal rate is going to come up or that ownership is going to come down. That's too big of a gap. So the truth lies somewhere in the middle there. But getting to any one of these guys, the priorities, like Al Horford even looks fine at 6,300 power forward center eligible. Jason Tatum's the number one priority. Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday are going to be 2 and 3 for me. What do we see, though, in the stochastic sim? That's going to be a big telling point. Apparently, I didn't type that in correctly. All right, we got 51% ownership or exposure coming into Drew. So right now, myself and the stochastic sim, dead in line. Sim got 36% of Peyton Pritchard. I basically didn't get him, which is really interesting considering I have the exact same projection as Peyton Pritchard. So that's kind of interesting. 31% coming into Tatum. A little bit heavier than me, but obviously a guy that we have our eye on. 29% coming into Jaylen Brown. A little bit heavier than me, but definitely a guy we have our eye on. Hauser got 21. O'Shea Brissett got 14. We're just getting a ton of Boston. There's no matchup that could be better here, other than when you get to face Indy, because at least Indy can keep up. The Celtics are 10-point favorites in Washington here. And they're already missing two starters. If one of Tatum or Brown is also out, everything you see here gets even more extreme. But as it stands, give me Tatum, give me Brown, give me Holiday, give me Hauser, Horford, and then give me Peyton Pritchard. Mariani, you don't even have the right Paul in this one. Wrong Paul. Not to be confused with Rand Paul, who is just any Paul you pick. I don't bump. Oh my God, why am I still blurry? This is pissing me off. There we go. That's a little bit better. I guess. No, that's worse. Oh, that's better. All right. That's Boston. Then we get the Wizards. Now, the Wizards get the inverse matchup. They face the number two defense, obviously a little bit worse given who's missing. They also face the number 23 team in pace. So as we look at Washington, we've got around 10% ownership coming into Denny. We've got around 10% ownership coming into Holmes, around 10 for Jones, around 10 for Kuzma, just shy of it for Jordan Poole. Now, here's the problem with Washington, and I assume anybody that played yesterday knows, we don't have the Wizards. We don't have an injury report just yet, and we also had the Wizards be next level jerks yesterday. We had Denny Avdia scratched post lock, not fun, so that's not good. Tyus Jones didn't play yesterday, so we need a lot of information before we can feel confident about anything here for Washington. As of right now, if everybody's in, I would like to get to Denny Avdia at 7,100, small forward only. I'm more than 2xing the field. I will happily get to a $4,600 center. Rashawn Holmes, 14% owned. I got 26. I'm 2xing Tyus Jones. I'm a little bit over on Kyle Kuzma. This is a four-game slate. I have to hope that the Wizards keep this close enough that they get to play real minutes with their starters. If that happens, then the main guys look solid. I mean, we got Rashawn Holmes, Tyus Jones, and Kyle Kuzma to double digits in optimal, and Denny Avdia just off of the name or off of the number. So I like the main pieces from Washington. I don't have nearly as much Jordan Poole as I would want because I have zero. But if we look at Washington in our Sims, very limited. 7% Holmes, 6% Kuzma, 3% Tyus, 2% Denny. But here's the main takeaway. If we lose either Tyus or Denny or and on this scenario, then we start getting what we had yesterday, where we got at least 29 minutes in regulation before the blowout happened for Kispert. Poole played minimal minutes, but you're going to expect him around 30. Kuzma, you're always just going to expect around 36. And then you saw Bilal Coulibaly played 30 in the first three quarters. Johnny Davis, Jared Butler, Justin Champagne all start getting bumps in minutes here. So we could create a bit of value for Washington, depending on how this news breaks. But as of right now, I want to hit the guys that I think are the best. Jones, Holmes, Kuzma, Avdia. If those four guys are in, they are the four guys I have my eye on. Yeah, Stephen Leibowitz. I'm assuming no Bagley. I haven't seen anything one way or the other. The good news is this game's at 6, which I know didn't matter for Denny Avdia yesterday, but we're going to have this news one way or the other. So something to pay attention to there. Let's see. So I want to give... Let's take a look and see if we have any bets for these first two games. We have under 4.5 rebounds for Emmanuel Quickly is plus 125 at Bet 365. It's been out there for 14 minutes. That is the number one odd shopper play right now. If you're looking for more plays, follow me on Pickett, P-I-K-K-I-T, app on Android or iOS. Totally free, but tracks everybody's bets. The moment I place my bets, you'll be able to see them there. So if you ever want to just blindly follow me, I've got a bunch out there already. But if we want to look for any potential plays on Prize Picks, we can do that as well. Prize Picks, great guys. You could use the promo code JoshOS when you sign up at Prize Picks. You'll get up to $100 on your first deposit, and you get a month of Odd Shopper Premium right out of the gate. Go grab DeJounte Murray over 20.5 points. That's sitting out there for you right now. A little bit of additional value on Prize Picks. You could also check out Dabble, new pick'em site, if you're interested. Prize Picks also has that Quickly under 7.5 assist line sitting out there. So if you wanted to build anything else out on Prize Picks, you can use Odd Shopper to do so. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. We're using just data for this kind of stuff. It's the most reliable thing you can see. You can also go check out Greg's tweet. Greg Ehrenberg tweeted out what we have for Odd Shopper NBA for the season. A couple percentage points of ROI. I think it's 4% ROI if you bet every single thing that we've recommended via Odd Shopper this year. And if you're a $100 better, if you put that $100 down, you'd have a 4% ROI. That's a pretty nice return for what we've got going on here. If you want to dig further into the data, again, go check out Greg's tweet. But that's why I'm telling you guys to check out Odd Shopper. I use it every single day. Now that I'm in a sports betting site, this is exactly where I want to be. Jesse Anthony. My picket is Josh Engelman. One big word. J-O-S-H-E-N-G-L-E-M-A-N. So check out Odds Shopper. Sign up for it using the links in the description for sure. But if you haven't signed up at Prize Picks, get yourself a deposit bonus and a month of Odds Shopper. I'm going to take another sip of this coffee. It's hitting the spot, baby. And I got 90 or 60 minutes until less than 60 minutes until Liverpool starts to kick the shit out of Man U. Who'd we get in the starting lineup? Got to check it. It's important. You guys should want to know this, by the way. It's always important to know the best team in the league is doing. Liverpool for today. We've got Gomez, Van Dijk, Kwanzaa, Robertson on the back line looking good. Cuivin goal, fantastic. Szoboszlai, love it. McAllister, love it. Endo, love it. Diaz, Nunez, Salah. Man U doesn't want this smoke, folks. We're going to kick the shit out of him. I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, Brooklyn Nets. Nets are 1.5-point dogs in San Antonio, 219 total. We do not have an injury report for Brooklyn today. By all accounts, this should be the normal team that we have. Nick Claxton, 6,800, 22% owned, showing up in 32% of my lineups. We have Nick Claxton, 21% optimal, 20% owned. I like that start. Still getting to a little bit of my boy Bridges. 12% for Bridges, 17% owned. I'll take that. In and around the field is always going to feel good, even if he hasn't been playing well. 0.87 fantasy points per minute for Mikal Bridges over the past 30 days. That is not at all what you're looking for if you're trying to roster Bridges, but he's better than that. And he's got a great matchup. Not all that interesting to write home about defense for San Antonio. Number three team in pace. We also have a little bit of love coming into Dennis Schroeder, and then a lot of love coming into Cam Thomas, which I think is interesting. He's 6,900, shooting guard only, 26% owned. We have him 20% optimal, 26% owned. I only got to 4%. So I'm scattering some ownership here on Brooklyn in what looks like a nice matchup. But only Nick Claxton is a guy that I have any like real confidence in. Taking a semi-stand on Cam Johnson, but nothing really. The Cam Thomas one is interesting. 1.09 fantasy points per minute over the past 30 days. I got him in at 1.02. He's just an inefficient scorer. He's not going to thrive getting to the rim today. I feel pretty good about that one. Let's see where the Stochastic Sims have us. How do the Stochastic Sims feel about Brooklyn? Probably going to have a little bit more Cam Thomas than me. A little bit. 35% exposure to Claxton. So myself and the Stochastic Sim, dead even. Big stand on Bridges and a neutral ROI guy. Somebody that we probably want to keep our eye on. I think that's letting us know that small forward is kind of a bleak position for this four gamer. We got Dennis Schroeder, 22% exposed, and then Cam Thomas at 21. But peep that personal or that lineup ROI on Cam Thomas, negative 15. Little dubious about wanting to get to Cam Thomas today in this spot. Doesn't Pigpen play the piano, Kareem? Maybe not. No, Linus plays it. Why does Linus make you think of Dennis Schroeder? Dennis Linus, I guess. Boop, 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 boop. I can't play the piano. I played the trumpet for a year. That's a real thing. I was bad, too. I was bad. I talked about that before. Fifth grade, played the trumpet. Is that Linus's last name? It is Linus, right? Am I right that Linus plays the piano? Chat's going to let me know. I didn't know Linus had a last name. So Stochastic Sims like Brooklyn a little bit more than I do. Not that I don't like them, but I do find it as like interesting. Oh, so Schroeder plays the piano. What does Linus do then? Huh. All right. There we go. Different character. Oh. Hey, Kareem, I can see why that makes you think of him. I thought that was like his last name or some shit. Okay. I'm looking it up right now. Not a big Peanuts guy, as you could tell. Linus has the blanket. Okay, everybody's got a thing, right? And then Pigpen is like the Oscar to the Grouch of Peanuts lore. I'm sure Linus can also play the piano. He strikes me as a guy that could. Now, time to talk San Antonio. This is the most important thing for me. Give me all of the Victor Wembanyama. I swear, if this dude's 9% owned, I might have him everywhere. This is a four-game slate with no other real stars other than Jason Tatum. Why is Victor Wembanyama 9% owned? Can somebody explain that to me, please? I don't get it. 1.79 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. I got him at 1.78. Certainly not worried about a matchup against Brooklyn. 10,300, not the worst price tag in the world. Wemby played 33 minutes last time out, 31 in the last three. I gave him 31. I want every bit of Wemby. To me, the very clear best play you can get to relative to ownership. I wouldn't even think twice. I had, you guys want to see what I actually had of Wemby? Watch this. I had to change it. 70% of Victor Wembanyama. 70. I am going to be jamming Victor Wembanyama today. I do not understand why he's showing up at 9% owned. And that's out of the Sims tool too. So like, I don't even think it's crazy. Even if he's 15, we have... In terms of pay-up options today, Wemby's at 10.3, Tatum's at 10K, DeJounte Murray's 9,800. Now, obviously, apologies to DeJounte Murray. You are not in the same class as Jason Tatum and Victor Wembanyama. Jason Tatum, because of his position, is 40% owned, whereas Victor Wembanyama is 9. I personally think they are both equally likely to beat their target score. I think they should have the same ownership. Now, I will add one caveat. The position for Tatum makes it easier for him to have a little bit more than Wemby. So I'm happy to say that it should be a little bit off one way. You want to split the difference and say that they should be like 25 and 25. I'm okay saying 30 and 20 because of position for Tatum. But boy, oh boy, do I want Victor Wembanyama for today. It's not close. My favorite option in the GPP, Victor Wembanyama is going to put 50K in my pocket today, and I'm telling you guys that right now. Looks amazing. By the way, SimTool's going to agree with me. 18% optimal, 9.5% owned. We also have 15% optimal to Vassell, 17 to Keldon, 12 to Trey Jones. Those guys are getting love, and so I'm giving them that love. I got 22% of Vassell. I'm a little over on Champagne. Dead neutral to Trey Jones. Getting to some Keldon. I really like getting to San Antonio here. And then if you look at the San Antonio side in the sim tool, 18% of Victor Wembanyama. That's 2x the field, guys. 28% of Keldon Johnson. That's 2x the field plus. 12% of Vassell. We got to Jones. We got even some shares of Wesley, too. There's value here for San Antonio, and this team's getting slept on. I mean, think about this ownership. Call it 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. That's six different guys right at 10% ownership. It's a four-game slate. Get yourself Wemby, guys. You will not be upset if you do that. If that ownership really is sub 15%, he can break the slate. He can break the slate. And in theory, it's not going to be fun. You can play him with Jason Tatum. I don't know how easy that's going to be. Maybe we could see it. Do we have any Tatum What's the highest? Okay, highest ROI lineup is 244. If I look for a lineup with Tatum and Wemby. All right, 231. Cole Anthony. Wow. Cole Anthony, Paul George, Sam Hauser, Jason Tatum, Wemby, Krejcie, O'Shea, Brissett, Zubac. You gotta, like, I would probably want to get off of Paul George to create a little bit of extra salary to get off of some of these guys, but yeah. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. You can get to both if you need to. You don't have to, but that lets you know that it's viable. So I want Wemby. Einsteinium, no idea. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Man, he's so good. All the Wemby, folks. All the Wemby. All right, we only have 12 minutes left here. One game to go. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Plenty of things that you guys could sign up for that I think you should sign up for. We've got the Data All Access package now. That gets you access to everything on the back end and the lowest level of our Sims. This is a relatively new package, but if you like to play multiple sports, Data All Access, certainly what you're looking for. If you're just playing on the NBA side, get in for the lineup generator at a relatively cheap price if money's a thing for you. That'll let you check out what we have. If you've got the money, come in and grab the Sims tool. If you play DFS regularly, you certainly see stochastic avatars at the top of major tournaments, whether that's Tom, Greg, Eddie, Steve Buzzard. You're seeing these guys win pretty regularly. I'm sure I'm missing people. You know, I don't like putting myself in those conversations or Eric. I'm surely missing people on the DFS side. Come join us, guys. The Sims tool is absolutely smashing right now. You guys should want to use it. It's a fantastic tool. I love using it. That much is for sure. Einsteinium. So let me be a little bit more specific. Like I can't just eyeball that. Like if you told me that he's 70% owned, then I'm not going to have a lot. Like there's certainly, it equalizes somewhere. But it all then becomes a little bit more relevant of like what else is around him too. Like if he's less over-owned than Jason Tatum, I might still be getting to Wemby by default. So it's not as cut and dry as that. Final game, Atlanta Hawks, 10-point dogs in Los Angeles, taking on the Clippers. Hawks are without Bay. Obviously, Okongwu, obviously, Trae Young, obviously. 15% ownership coming into our boy Veet. I have 48 right now. That will not hold. We have him 16% optimal, 17% owned. He's just a main piece of value for me right now. But I'm also getting to Jalen Johnson, power forward center, 7,500. Came back, played like 34 minutes in his return. Going to be in that 1.05 to 1.1 fantasy point per minute range. We're also seeing Bogdanovich and Capella get some love. Six guys from Atlanta, 13% or higher in optimal. Similar story in ownership. We're showing very heavy positive leverage to Hunter and Murray. Now, I did not really get to these guys. I'm a little bit light on Murray's projection, and I am a bit light on DeAndre Hunter's projection. I'm okay with that for right now. Not the best spot here against Atlanta or against the Clippers. Clippers are 27th in pace. I'm pretty happy with where I have this one, other than lock buttoning a value play here from Atlanta. Now, if we want to look at just the Atlanta plays from the stochastic Sims, we got to 43% of DeAndre Hunter. Now, I definitely like him as a way to get different today in a large field GPP with him playing in and around 30 minutes. Our boy Vit got up to 29%. Now, he's been 0.5 fantasy points per minute, which is kind of rough. But Clint Capella's getting 20% love. Now, we're also still pretty light on Murray, pretty light on Bogdanovich, pretty light on Jalen Johnson. I see it the same way. It's hard to get to Murray at his price, knowing that Victor Wembanyama and Jason Tatum are right there above him and not all that problematic to get to. So I can see why DeJounte Murray is getting squeezed, particularly in this matchup against the Clippers, which isn't very good. So as I look at this, my priorities are going to be Jalen Johnson, our boy Vit, and then I think the next guy that I'm going to dig into is probably DeAndre Hunter. 5,900, small forward, power forward. Just feels like a guy that should fit this slate, particularly at 8% owned. And then we close it out with the Clippers. We don't exactly know what these guys are going to be doing. James Harden, questionable. Norm Powell, questionable. As I see it, I'm getting to a chunk of this one. 25% of a 25% owned Zubats. I've got 25% of a 25% owned Kawhi. And I've got 20% of a 20% owned Paul George. We have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Zubats all 25 to 30% optimal. And we have all of these guys as positive leverage plays. And I'm following that ownership to a T. Very light on Harden. Now, if we lose Harden, we know how this gets moved around. We probably get a little bit of Bones Island at this point. But as I look at that, at it, there are three plays to get to from the Clippers, and really only three plays to get to from the Clippers. If we look at the Sims, 60% exposure to Zubats, 45 to Kawhi, and 35 to Paul George. So the stochastic Sims are way heavier on the Clippers than I am, but the summary information is the same. Those are the only three guys that you're getting to with any sort of volume. And they look like great plays. They're all right around positive, zero to positive in simulated player ROI. They all have relatively positive leverage in comparison from optimal to ownership. You just kind of want to get to the LA Clippers. So let's sum up this entire slate in stochastic sim. And we'll give out the goods and then we'll run FanDuel and then get out of here. Highest exposed guys from stochastic to start the day. Michael, I'm so sad for you. I really am. I really, really am. 60% ownership to Cole Anthony. 60% exposure to Zubats. 50 to Drew. 40s for Kawhi and DeAndre Hunter. And then in the 30s. For Peyton Pritchard, Paul George, Nick Claxton, Mikal Bridges, and Jason Tatum. And if we look at the top lineup, that would be Drew Holiday, Gary Trent, Keldon Johnson, Jason Tatum, Nick Claxton, our boy Vit, DeAndre Hunter, and Ivica Zubac. That is what we have right now on DraftKings to start the day for the main slate. Now we'll take a look on the FanDuel side. Christopher, so why is the assumption that he can't take a punch? That's my question. Why do we assume that Mike Tyson can hit him? That's my question. Mike Tyson is slow. Don't let 15-second pad work videos fool you. You think Mike Tyson's going to be putting in a lot of road miles to be in good shape for this fight? You think he's going to, the cardio is going to be there for 58-year-old Mike Tyson? Thank you, Double Minor. Yeah, it is. It's sad. It's either going to be the phoniest of phony fights and apparent to everybody, which is whatever. I don't actually care about that. Or Jake Paul's going to beat his ass because he's an old man. Yes, for the most part, yes, Rance. Well, at least Connor was at the top of his game when he did it. All right, FanDuel results are just about done. And then I assume everybody is going to load up ESPN Plus in the next 30 minutes to watch my Reds beat their ass. Yes. Agreed, Einsteinium. Agreed. So, Christopher, here's the difference. Mike hit different. Hit different. Very different scenario here. Did Mike Tyson hit different in 1996? Yeah. Does he do that in 2024? No. Power doesn't fade. Okay. Speed does. And Jake Paul's not going to get hit by a very slow, less powerful than it used to be shot. Yeah. Mike Tyson is going to be sucking wind in 45 seconds. He's going to be gassed before he gets in the ring. Bet. Number one lineup in ROI on FanDuel. Dennis Schroeder, Peyton Pritchard, Paul George, Devin Vassell, DeAndre Hunter, Sam Hauser, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Kuzma, Ivica Zubac. Now, that first lineup is a lineup that actually has real names in it. That's kind of fun for FanDuel. That's kind of fun. Number one plays on FanDuel if we favor the top 150 in the sim tool. 93% exposure to Peyton Pritchard. 60 to DeAndre Hunter. 50 to Hauser. 50 to Leonard. 40 to Tatum, 30s to Schroeder, Zoo, Bridges, George Brown, Holiday, and Nick Claxton. I'm done here, folks. Another one in the books. Fun slate we had here. It's been swell, guys. I'm going to go watch some soccer. I'm going to clean my kitchen. I'm going to do some laundry. I'm going to play the early slate. Lots of good stuff going on. So you guys, please enjoy yourselves. I cannot wait to talk to you guys all week next week. It's going to be fun. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Be safe. I'll talk to you guys later. This was the NBA Strategy Show.